And that looks to be an improved lot, if that was a mobile home on it, but it could be wrong.
Yeah, so the ones that say zero are Merriam Woods Village, is the owner.
I get it. And you can buy them, just as you can buy any, they'll take any kind of money.
This much here, I think.
On the group, which is like 452 and ends in 471, there's two of them that have two lots. But you said that one of them does have a house on it now, but when you bought them, it did not?
Correct.
Okay, so have on lot 471, did you guys, has anybody gone out there to assess that?
I told you we've not been out there.
They're new, they're just being completed.
Unless there was something brand new that we had.
Okay, they're not finished yet?
Technically, they are both finished as of today. They finished last Friday.
Okay, but they're not on?
They're not on their radar yet.
Okay. So as of January 1, they were unfinished pre-construction.
Yeah, there was no construction until April.
And you paid $30,000 for those 10 lots, and so you're looking for $1,000 a lot on those 10.
And Steve, when you build a house and you've not sold it yet, we don't typically put it on you yet. We just do the lot until you have occupancy on your actual.
Correct. We went over that on all the other houses that we were being charged for that hopefully.
It's 1-6.
Hopefully, we have worked out.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, that would be kind of consistent what we paid on the other ones, which is about $1,000, and then $500 on the non-buildable. But
I'm saying it'd be $3,000 a lot on those 10, because he paid $30,000 for it.
Oh, $3,000 a lot,
yeah,
right.
Oh, I gave you the wrong one. It's 016-001.000.
So you're asking, are you asking on those 10 lots to them be valued at $3,000 a lot?
Well, the reason we went back to the other list was
016.
Go ahead.
Kind of to be able to compare and keep them similar. I don't necessarily care if you take the $75,000 we purchased for both of them to equal out lots so that the value is similar.
So that's where you got the 2140 number at?
No, the 2142 is just from the sale of that purchase.
First 60.
The 30,000 is just, this is how it ended up on our books. This is the 3,000 has nothing to do with really what we're asking of you. That's how it's put on our books.
Because okay, well, how did you buy these? You said you bought these for
30,000 for the 10 lots.
And did you buy the other ones at the exact same time or a different closing?
Different closing, different people, different ownership.